This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to speak to you on Gom. We're holding in Reish Ein Zayin, but the Mechaber speaks Shloili Gom Kibui Aner, not to be Goyrem Kibui on Shabbos. So we'd like to discuss a little bit. We're going to time is also, we had mentioned in the past, but just to go what's Nagat to the Simon. So the Mechaber says when a person has a candle that is very close by to the door, or I'm giving another case where it's close by to the window, you should be careful not to open the window or not to open the door because it's going to extinguish the candle. So you're not permitted to open the door when there's a ruach metzuyah, a regular wind that can blow it out, and it's very close to the door, to the window. You should be careful not to open it because it's going to extinguish the candle. But if the wind is about to blow out the candle, so then we learn later on that you can not close the window, close the door, even though the candle is going to stay lit. Why is that permissible? There's a wind that's about to come and blow out the candle. You're going now, you're blocking the wind, you're closing the door, you're closing the window, so it won't extinguish the candle. Why is that permissible?
Plus you're extending the status quo, you're not making a change.
So now the candle is going to burn. Is that permissible?
It's already lit. Yes.
Oh, very good. He's saying you're extending the status quo. You're leaving the matzav as it is. You're not adding anything. You're doing anything. It is as it is. You're not doing anything. It seems a very posh to swell. Says the Mishnah. You're not kindling and not extinguishing because the light is lit anyway. There was a wind that was about to come and blow it out. You're blocking the wind from coming, extinguishing. That's why it's permissible. So listen to what Reb Shlomo Zalman learns from this case of the Mechaber. He says that if you have an existent light that is on, you would be permitted to add time in a timer to keep status quo. We'll see if there's room to dispute it. But what he wants to say is, when the light is on, to add time to the timer, all you're doing is you're keeping status quo. You're not adding oil. There is a wind, so to speak, which is the time when it's about to come to an extinguish. You're blocking it from extinguishing now, you're pushing it off for another few hours. So you're keeping status quo. Keeping status quo, you're not doing anything. So it's not considered a melacha. So be'etzem, on this yisoid, Rav Moshe doesn't disagree. Rav Moshe says, if you have the time is about to go, to set the time to go off, and you want to keep it on all the time, you want to take off the timer, so you shouldn't affect the light, that is not a melacha. He says it's also al smukta, but as far as a melacha, he's masking, you're not doing any melacha. The same thing if it's off, and it's supposed to go on, and you want to change it, that you should keep it off, keeping status quo. So Rav Moshe also is masking that in such a case, to keep status quo is not considered a melacha. Rav Moshe disagrees on Reb Shlomo Zalman on that nekuda, if you're allowed to adjust it or not. He says adjusting, regardless of what you're doing, to keep it longer or to go down, to go off later, both he holds his Issa Malacha, the Raisa. We'll see in a second, but it needs a clarification, which I want to explain in a second. Meaning, if Rav Moshe agrees that keeping status quo, you're not doing anything, that means if the light is on and the time is supposed to put it off, and you are coming now, and you're taking off the timer. It shouldn't affect anything on the light, and the light should stay on the whole Shabbos. That, Rav Moshe agrees, is not the melacha d'oraisa. So why adding 2 hours is yeah, melacha d'oraisa? You're keeping status quo for another 2 hours.
Unless it's still changing it. It's changing from, they wanted the light for 1 hour. Now.
So you're pushing off what time it's going to go off. If it was supposed to go off at 2 o'clock, so you, so to speak, keeping the wind for another 2 hours out and you're keeping status quo. If keeping status quo for the entire Shabbos is not considered a melacha, so why if I keep status quo for another 2 hours, why is that considered a melacha? That needs a beer. So I don't know, but I think that Moshe was talking about different timers. In other words, there is a timer which 24 hours and you have every half hour has a pin and you push, it's push in, push out. They're all fixed in the timer itself, and you have to push in or push out. That's one type of timer. I don't think that was in existence when Rav Moshe wrote this shuva. I think what he was talking is, you have pins, one pin to turn on and another pin to turn off. And in order to change it, you have to take out the pin. Let's say it's supposed to go off at 2 o'clock. You have to take out the pin and then put it back at 4 o'clock. What happened at the second when you took off the pin? The second you took off the pin, now the time is going to go on all the time. Because you took off when it's going to go off. When you put it back on, now you're making a kibbutz. You're setting it to go off. It's not you're adding time.
The other was a
deraisa,
not a grump.
Oh, okay. So I'm just we'll see. Ramosha holds it's a deraisa, which we need to explain. We're going to get there. Why it's deraisa. But you see the difference between just taking off the pin and keeping status quo, because Ramosha says it's nothing. It's only a problem of mukta. Whereas when it's you're taking it off and then you're putting it back in, which is called adjusting, that Ramosha held as it's a deraisa. Okay, so let's just finish this. We'll get back to why Rav Moshe holds it's Issa D'Oraisa. Now, this is in Hilchos Shabbos that the Rav Moshe says, the Mechaber says, you should be careful not to take out the candle, not to open the window or the door when it's going to extinguish the candle. In Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rav Moshe says that if you want to extinguish a candle, what you can do is you bring it outside, not when the wind is blowing presently, but you know the wind soon is going to blow. Right now, there is no breeze, but you know, before it was windy. So you can take the candle outside, and then it's going to get extinguished. But if the wind is already blowing now, then you can't, because then it's not the gram kibuy, then it's directly extinguishing. So you see that the Ramos says clearly that gram kibuy, to cause indirectly for the candle to get extinguished, is permissible. That he says in Hilchos Yom Tov.
Is carrying the candle on Yom Tov.
So in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Ramos says you're allowed to take the candle outside when the wind is not blowing directly right now, and you know the wind is going to come and blow it out, that is permissible. Now, by fire, in Shin Lamed Daled, the Mechaber says, what do you do when there's a fire, Chas V'Shalom? So you take vessels, that's the Gemara, right? You take vessels with water, you put them nearby the fire. When the fire is going to reach that vessel and it's going to burst, the water is going to extinguish the fire, and that is permissible because it's gram kibuy. Indirect, being mechab is permissible. Says the Ramo, b'mokim hefsed. That is only permissible if there is a financial loss. Meaning, there's a fire, you're afraid it's going to have a big financial loss, then you're permitted to do indirect kibuy. But other than that, gram kibuy is not permissible for any other reason of Mokim Seder. So the Mogen Avraham is already asking in Hilchos Yom Tov, why is it that the Ramo left out the Mokim Hefsed? Here by Yom Tov, it says you can take the candle, you want to extinguish it, go outside, you know the wind is going to come and blow it off. And he's not Mechayiv, he doesn't tell you that's to be by Mokim Hefsed. As if the Mogen Avraham. The Taz says that indeed, even not for a Hefsed, even if it's not a Hefsed, you have any tzorich, you have a need, even if it's a minor need, and you want to do Gram Kibuy, an indirect Kibuy, that is permissible. As if the Taz. Shaar Tzion there brings this Taz in Hilchos Yom Tov, and he says that this Ramo in Hilchos Shabbos that requires that indirect kibuy, gram kibuy, is only permissible. B'mokim hefsed is the shitta of the motch that brings b'shem Rabbi Yoel, which is das yochid, only single opinion. Nobody agrees with that opinion, and therefore the Ramo here didn't bother even to bring it in Hilchos Yom Tov. And therefore, he says gram kibuy would be permissible, like I had mentioned in Reishain Zayin. But in our sim, in Reishain Zayin, the Bir Aloch Hataka brings these opinions that hold that even without Hefsed is permissible. One thing is for sure, that Mishabur holds and Hichas Yom Tov, you don't need Mokam Hefsed. That's how you pass them, that you can do gram kibuy without Hefsed. In Hilchos Shabbos, it seems that the Bir Aloch, there's no direct quote of the Mishnah what he holds, but it seems that from the Bir Aloha that he holds that even in Hichas Shabbos you don't need Mamash Mokim Hefsed.
For example?
What?
For example,
you want to take a little nap on Shabbos. Can you do Gram Kibuy on Shabbos? We get to the case of the timer. But first let's set things straight. Does it zichah that in Hichas Yom Tov Gram Kibuy is permissible even without a Hefsed? How about Hilchos Shabbos? The Taz learns that even a small need, it doesn't have to be hefsed, it doesn't have to be necessarily for a purpose of a mitzvah. You'll have to do indirect kibuy on Shabbos as well. By the way, the Bir Aloha says clearly that this is not only benegiat leches kibuy. I would have thought that perhaps the halacha of gram kibuy is only about kibuy. So there's two sugyas, we didn't have time to go through them. One is in Baba Kama, one is in Shabbos. It's a contradiction. One Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos says that melacha is also loitase kol melacha. You're not allowed to do melacha. But gram is shari, but if you do it indirectly, that is permissible. The Gemara loses lashon not that is potu. The Gemara says shari, it's permissible. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, zoy revurach mesiyatu, if somebody does winnowing and the wind helps him to separate the kernels from the stalk, that the Gemara says on Shabbos is chayev, in Ezekiel he's going to be potu. Shabbos is chayev, leches machshavos asoteros. You see clearly that indirect, right? You're not doing it yourself. You're doing grama, using the wind to separate the kernels from the stalk, and the Gemara says that that is also on Shabbos. So the Rosh learns that this Zoyra is different than any other grama, meaning it's a specific din in Hilchos Zoyra. Zoyra, the entire malacha is the only way to do that malacha of winnowing is using the wind to separate the kernels from the stalk, and that is also. But any other case, that by like the Gemara in Shabbos, that everything else is shori. It's machlok is not to learn the Gemara, but it seems that the Biur Halacha applies gromet not only to the malacha of Zoyra. He says clearly that gram kibui is not only by kibui, it's by all the malachas. Grama is mutter. That is much for the Gemara. More than that, there are those who want to be mechalek that grama is not mutter if you kavana is to extinguish it. So first of all, the case we the Rama brings here in Hilchos Yom Tov is you're taking out the candle for what purpose? Because it's not done unintentionally. Done intentionally. You want it to be mechabed. The Mishneh Berurah by Idleik in Shin Lamed Daled, he says you're taking the barrels of water and your intention is you want that to extinguish the fire. That's permissible. That means that grama is mutan Shabbos even if you did it intentionally. That would be permissible even by Shah Malachas. So based on that, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds essentially that the timer, you're allowed to adjust the time on Shabbos to add time, he says, is oizgerat that is permissible because he holds that you're keeping status quo if you're adding time. The light is on, you're just adding time, you're keeping status quo. You want to make it go off earlier, there it's not keeping status quo, you want to change the status quo. So he says that would only be permissible for tzarech of a mitzvah or tzarech gadol. That's in one place. Another place he says even a minor tzarech would be permissible. In other words, what he's struggling here is with the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos requires only b'makom hefsed. If it's only b'makom hefsed, then you can't do gram kibui for any purpose. So you want to set the time, you want to change the time, you should go off earlier so you can go to sleep. So in one place, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that even to going to sleep, that's considered a tzarech, even if it's not a big tzarech, but it's oinig Shabbos. Just like by Hilchos Yom Tov, we find that oinig Yom Tov is considered oichel nefesh, so too for Shabbos it's considered a mitzvah, and therefore it would be permissible if you want to go sleep earlier, that would be considered enough of a tzarech to use an indirect kibbutz. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's opinion. And then he says another knech, that when it's on, you can set it for later on when it's going to go off, in order it should go on earlier, when it's on right now. And the same thing, when it's off now, you want to change the timing for when it's going to go off later. After it gets on, that's also permissible. We're not going to go in right now from his raya. He brings a proof in the Sum Shulchan Aruch. But let's get back to the question he asked before.
It's only with the old-fashioned timers.
What do you mean the old-fashioned timers? Push in and push out also. That.
No, it's not with the digital.
No, not digital, correct. Not digital. That is correct. No, I'm not talking about digital. The Moshe holds that adjusting time to timer would be Issa D'Oraisa, prohibition for the Raisa, meaning in the case where the time is on now and you want to add time.
Doesn't he hold that Stamos D'Oraisa to use a time clock anyway?
Okay, that's correct. It's another issue which Moshe, to begin with, it doesn't hold Issa D'Oraisa. He says it's Nichol Namir Al-Akum. Moshe was not a big fan of timers to begin with. And he says in the Tshuva that it's klar. To him, it's clear to him that if timers would exist in the time of Chazal, that would be included in the gzeir of Amir al-Akam. Chazal said you shouldn't tell a goy to do melacha because Chazal wanted you to rest on Shabbos, and Chazal were fully aware that you can do all the melachas that you want through minions, through a goy. That's why Chazal instituted the issa of Amir al-Akam. So too, if timers would have existed in times of Chazal, they would prohibit it. And it's clear for him that this is nichlal, including issa of Amir al-Akam. He says, people can keep all the companies and the factories, everything can be running on a timer, and therefore he holds a timer should not be used. People use it for electricity, for the light, okay, so Hanachlam Yisrael, let them use it. Okay, that's a separate discussion. But the Rav Moshe doesn't hold that if you use a timer, which is set before Shabbos, it becomes Issa D'Raisa Issa Melacha. Then he never any havamin on that.
He said lights are different.
He said since people use it for lights, Hanachlam Yisrael, don't bother them. Let them keep it and stick to the lights, but nothing else.
Well, what about air conditioning? Lights are like air conditioning.
So, if I'm not mistaken, I think I spoke to one of his grandchildren that they did have air conditioning with a timer in Rav Moshe's house. So I don't know. Yeah, it has to be clarified. I'm not sure. Okay, but that was Ishita. But why would it be Issa Melacha? So we mentioned before, Libi Oimeli, that when Rav Moshe says that even adding time would be Issa D'Raisa, he's talking in the case we're taking out the pen and then you're putting it back for more time. And that means that you're adjusting it now. It's not you adding time, you're keeping status quo like Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking, push in and push out. The push in and push out bottoms, you're just adding time, then you're keeping status quo for another 2 hours. That, Libi Oimeli, Rav Moshe would also agree, there's not Issa D'Raisa. Rav Moshe, when he speaks Issa D'Raisa, means you're taking out the pin, and now you're going to put in the pin for another 2 hours later on, then you just adjusted, and you made a gram kibbuy when it's going to go off. Because once the pin was out, this is not set to go off. Now, what you're doing is you're doing gram kibbuy. Rav Moshe held that this is not grama. Why is it not grama? You ask me, why would it be Issa D'Raisa? So Moshe held it's not grama. And the other person can also hold like this, that adjusting time of Yashav also, adjusting time is not grama. So there I want to go into it for a second. by a mill, by grinding. So if there is a water mill that operates on its own, if you want to add now wheat and put it in the mill, are you over Issa D'Raisa? Are you over on grinding? Is that considered grinding? Or are you saying it's grama? I'm not doing anything. I'm putting in the wheat. The wheat afterwards is going to go into the grinding machine. The machine is going to work on its own. It's going to grind it. It's grama. We said grama on Shabbos is muta. Maybe only Mokim Hef said, but at least it's not no chiv D'Raisa. So it's a machlokes in the poskim. The Magen Avraham holds there would be no Issa D'Raisa. It's only Issa Rabbanan ben Elchanami putting wheat in an existing water mill that is operating right now is only Issa D'Rabbanan. The Bi'alacha brings many poskim disagree, and that's the stand of Nishabura. There would be Ichshash Issa D'Raisa. That if it's even why? Because you're using now an existent force and you're adding something to the existent force that is considered that you are doing. In general, this question is a much more broadened question. We're just going to keep here for Shabbos. But that question could come up in the Gat to Ksiva Sefer Torah, to Tfiyas Tzitzis, Tfilin. When you need a Asiyah Lishma of a person, is that considered my action? If I'm using the existing force, or is that considered an action of the machine? Even though it's not directly related, we can be mechalik between Mitzvah Esem, Mitzvah Lo Esem, between different Mitzvahs and Tfiyah. Not everything is one big challenge. But the question could be applicable to many different areas as well. When I'm using an existing force of a machine, and I'm the one who's operating it, do we look at it as a grama, or do we look at it as my action? Magen Avraham holds it by Tina, Negatu Hilcha Shabbos, that is considered grama, you're not going to be over Issa D'Raisa. Mishnah Berurah holds not like that, brings many points can disagree, would be Issa D'Raisa. Rav Moshe holds that when you are adjusting a timer, you are using an existing force and you're adjusting it. In such a case, just like by Toichen, you're saying that the machine was set up for such a thing. It was set up for B'Toichen. It was set up to do the malach in a way of a gomer. That's how it's set up. It's not an unusual way to do it. This is how the malach is being done. And you are using that force by putting the wheat in. That is considered the malach of the Raisa. And therefore, so too by the timers. Adjusting the time doesn't matter if you are setting it to go off earlier or setting it to go on or go on earlier. In both cases, you are doing an action together with the fire that's going to put it on. Keeping status quo, Libi Oimeli, that if that's the reasoning of Moshe, it would be permissible. Meaning, in our timers, where you're not taking out the pin, you just have push-in, push-outs, and you adding two more hours that you just stay, that basically what you're doing is you're keeping status quo, Moshe would also agree that it's not Issa D'Raisa, rather, would be Isha of Muktzah. The issue of muksa.
So when you do, does it matter the sequence that you do it?
Meaning? What do you mean the sequence?
To put put those in before you take those out?
Oh, so Shlomo Zalman, he speaks in a different tshuva about the pins, and he says that that, to take it out and move it, that you're not allowed to. So Rav Neuvit came up with your Eitzah, and he said, so what you're going to do is, before you take out that pin, you put another pin later on. So you, this way, it's still supposed to go off. He never took out the Maisa, and then you just take out that pin. Let's say it's supposed to go off at 2 o'clock, the pin of 2 o'clock. You want to extend it, should go off at 4 o'clock. So you put a pin of 4 o'clock in, and then you take off the pin of 2 o'clock, and that's it. That should be fine according to everybody. Rav Moshe doesn't say why when what. He says, all he says in the Shuvah,
can, the way you said earlier.
Yeah, that should be good according to Rav Moshe. I'll tell you what, Rav Moshe's Shuvah doesn't speak out which timer it is, but Libby Oymer Lee, Rav Moshe would agree in this case. He says, Imutu lahaziz es hashon shechave be'ichu zman, are you permitted to adjust the time, should go off later, or shouldn't go off at all, or the kovz man, or to make it closer, kadesh dalek. So he says it depends. Bechol if in any cases also, aviyesh is if in shumalocha. Some cases is a doraisa. Kigoin shoyse, for example, when he does sheed like ben beichu, if he makes it should go off later, ben bekovz man or earlier, that's a malacha. Or ben sheichabe, and if he makes it should go off ben beichu zman in later time, ben bekuruf or closer time, that's also malacha. Ach kibui hu malacha shenitzich legufa. But the extinguishing in essence is malacha shenitzich legufa. And it's malacha in the poiskim, if malacha shenitzich legufa is isa doraisa. But in any case, he says it's going to be also al smukta. But he distinguished between a case where you're turning on the unit and you're leaving it on, it should stay on the whole Shabbos, or you're leaving it off the whole Shabbos. And that, he says, is only isa d'rabbana. Whereas adjusting, he holds it's going to be isa d'oraisa. And that's why we explained in the case that he's speaking is that you take out the pin and then you're making now a new maisa that it should go off. That would be isa d'oraisa because he held it's like toichen, like using a mill that that is operating, and that is considered work together and would be isa d'oraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechalik between tchina and here. Another case that is similar is by tzeda also. If you go hunting and you're using your dog to catch the animal, and you're standing from one side and the dog goes and the animal is scared to come your direction and it goes the other way and the dog catches the animal, that is isa d'oraisa of tzeda. What did you do? You only did a grama. You were goyrim the animal to get scared and run the other direction, and then it got caught by the dog. That's not called tzeda. Why is that tzeda? Should be grama. Raman holds Yechayiv, and Mishnah Berurah explains, because you are helping here with the dog. And since that melacha is usually done together, that's how you go hunting. You go on your horse, so you're standing there, and you're scaring, you're closing up the animal from one side, and the dog comes from the other side. That's how tzedah is done. So then it's not considered just grama, because you're helping in the action of tzedah. And such a case would be isa d'oraisa. So the question was, the time is to be viewed as my action helping to initiate the light, or is it just like a barrel of water that I'm putting it next to the fire, and the fire is going to come there and get extinguished? There was the Shaila, how to look at it. So the case we brought from the Mechaber, that you have a wind and the wind is about to extinguish the candle, and you permit it to close the door because you're not doing anything, the candle stays on. There's a reverse case also in Sif Beis. And Sif Beis is talking that there's a fire that's about to get extinguished, and the wind keeps blowing and keeps it on. That wind that keeps blowing keeps it on, you want to come now and close that door or close that window so that the wind should stop keeping the fire on. So the Mechaber says that's permissible, and it's not considered that you're extinguishing the fire. I know very well that the fire is almost dead, and the only thing that keeps it alive is the fact that the wind keeps blowing in. You're going to close now the wind. Within 30 seconds or within a minute, the fire is going to go off. Says the Mechaber, you're not doing anything. That's not considered extinguishing. Says the Mechaber, you're not doing anything. It's going to extinguish, it's going to extinguish. You didn't do an action in the pula of kibbutz. So too, skipping status quo, if it's off, that it shouldn't go on, that would also be, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, would be the same idea. If it's off now, and it shouldn't go on, You want to push off, it should stay off more hours. It shouldn't go on so early. That is keeping status quo. You're preventing the wind from coming in and keeping the fire on, and that would be permissible. So that's where Shlomo Zalman is coming from. So, just to summarize, Reb Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that adjusting the timers is permissible. In some cases, Pashtus would be even according to Reb Moshe as far as Isidoraisa, meaning when you want to add time and it should stay on longer. If you want to make it go off earlier or go on earlier, that's when you come to Machlokes, a much wider Machlokes. Reb Shlomo Zalman holds it would be permissible if it's for Tzorich of a Mitzvah, even maybe Tzorich Kol Shehu. Reb Moshe holds would be Isidoraisa. But one thing that could be is that I think the boss would be maskim that benegat amir la'akam, if you want to tell a goy to turn on the timer, to adjust the timer for a different time, I think Reb Moshe would also be maskim that there is room to say that it would be permissible. Because we find even by tchina, that is a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the other poskim, if you're allowed to add weeds to existing mill. So perhaps, and we know a general cloud, benegat amir la'akam to tell a goy, whenever there's a machlokes, you can be making on Amir al-Akum that is considered Melacha d'Rabbanon. So since the Magen Avraham holds that even Teichen by Emil is considered Melacha d'Rabbanon, to tell a goy to adjust the timer would be pashtus permissible according to everybody, even according to Rav Moshe. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.